The Pathfinders, Richard Wright and Carl Fenstermaker, came down in the channel after their plane was hit. They were picked up by HMS Tartar, transferred to Air Sea Rescue, and taken to England. Private Tom Burgess came down near Santa Mère Église. Like most of the paratroopers that night, he did not know where he was. Low-flying planes roared overhead, tracers chasing after them, the sky full of descending Americans, indistinct and unidentifiable figures dashing or creeping through the fields, machine guns popping all around. After cutting himself out of his chute with his pocket knife, he used his cricket to identify himself to a lieutenant he did not know. Together, they started working their way toward the beach, hugging the ubiquitous hedgerows. Other troopers joined them, some from the 82nd, also badly scattered in the jump, some from different regiments of the 101st. They had occasional brief firefights with German patrols. The lieutenant made Burgess the lead scout. At first light, he came to a corner of the hedgerow he was following. A German soldier hiding in the junction of hedgerows rose up. Burgess didn't see him. The German fired downward. The bullet hit Burgess's cheekbone, went through the right cheek, fractured it, tore away the hinge of the jaw, came out the back of his neck. Blood squirted out his cheek, from the back of his neck and from his ear. He nearly choked to death. "I wanted to live," Burgess recalled 45 years later. "They had hammered into us that the main thing, if you get hit, is don't get excited. The worst thing you can do is go nuts." So he did his best to stay calm. The guys with him patched him up as best they could, got bandages over the wounds, and helped him into a nearby barn where he collapsed into the hay. He passed out. At midnight, a French farmer came out to the barn and sat there and held my hand. He even kissed my hand. He brought a bottle of wine. On the morning of June 7th, the farmer fetched two medics and lent them a horse-drawn cart, which they used to take Burgess down to the beach. He was evacuated to England, then back to the States. He arrived in Boston on New Year's Eve, 1944. He was on a strictly liquid diet until March 1945, when he took his first bite of solid food since his last meal at a pottery, June 5th, 1944.
Private Gordon hit hard. He had no idea where he was, but he had a definite idea of what he was determined to do first: assemble his machine gun. He tucked himself into a hedgerow and did the job. As he finished, I noticed this figure coming, and I realized it was John Eubanks from the way he walked. Shortly thereafter, Forrest Guth joined them. Another figure loomed in the dark. "Challenge him," Gordon to Eubanks.